You are listening to FPEA Connects, a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to FPEA Connects. Today's host is Suzanne Nunn. Suzanne is an active homeschool mom serving homeschool families in both her local community and across the state. She also serves as chairman of FPEA, Florida's statewide homeschooling association. FPEA serves thousands of homeschool families in Florida, delivering a wealth of support, guidance, and information to both new and longtime home educators. Please join us as we seek to encourage you in your homeschool journey and help you stay connected to all things homeschooling in the Sunshine State.
Welcome to episode number 55 of FPEA Connects. I'm Suzanne, and I'm so glad you decided to listen in today. It is going to be a great podcast because Sharon is here with me, and we're going to have some fun talking about some of our favorite things, and we will get to that in a minute. But first, hey, Sharon.
Hey.
What have you been up to lately?
Oh, I haven't been doing much of anything recently since our last recording. I've just been spending some time doing nothing, hanging out at the beach and that sort of summer stuff because it's fixing to start up, so taking a little break.
You're relaxing.
Yes.
That's fun for you.
Yeah. What are you doing? What have you been up to?
I have not been relaxing. No, so this past week I've traveled more than I care to usually, but I went to Tennessee and helped one of my older daughters move. So that was kind of happy, sad moments.
Yeah.
Because three of my babies are up there now. And then, so that was a big move. So we did that for several days and I'm back. I am back to Florida and I got to see palm trees. Oh, okay. That's what I miss when I'm gone. The palm trees and the salty air. That's what I kept telling her as we're looking around. I said, I don't see any palm trees. So it doesn't feel like home. But anyway, we're going to talk about something fun today because it's fun for us.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so first, it might be a little bit of a need for some confession time here. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. So July and August are dangerous months for me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
I'm going to guess.
I think you might know why.
I do know why.
This is the month when you're most likely to see my house running over, right?
Mm-hmm.
With all kinds of amazing little goodies and tools of the trade. So the tools of the trade are...
Your back-to-school supplies.
My back-to-school supplies. Yes, that's the more common term
for
it.
Do you have to sneak them in?
I kind of have to sneak them in. Because it's also the most likely month that my husband's going to say to me multiple times, do you really need more pens? And I'm going to say yes. But we do. We love our school supplies. And
yeah.
Even when I was not homeschooling and I was teaching in a classroom, I think I may have been one of the few teachers that bought school supplies and have to take care of all of my kids.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't quit purchasing them. I loved them and I thought everybody needed to use them like I did.
So. We definitely have a stationery addiction. That's for sure.
Well, there has to be a name for this particular condition. If there's not, we could come up with it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So I know that there's more to getting ready to going back to school than just school supplies.
Right.
And for us going back to homeschool, we're doing it all in our house. And, you know, we have to make sure we're all together and make sure that we need have everything we need. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about, we kind of do this every year, this time of year, talk a little bit about what are the things that we use, what are the things that we need to think about. And I know sometimes it's good just to hear that from somebody else because you haven't necessarily thought through how to get organized or what to do or how you can use those supplies. And for me, because things are on sale this time of year, I prefer getting it now because then I don't feel bad paying three times the price for, you know, that one package of construction paper somewhere down the road if I can get it cheaper now. So I like to have it and then I don't have to run out. Any little thing that comes up on a whim, we have what we need. So let's talk about organization first. And for me, the first thing I have to do is clean out before I set up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my trash can is my best friend at that point, right? Getting rid of the old things from last year that we didn't need to keep, or some of the schoolwork that didn't go into our portfolio, books that we've outgrown, things that we want to get rid of. That's my first step to organizing for my year. And then, you know, choosing a place to keep the things so that they're handy. So we've gone from my kitchen table, where everything was kept nearby in a cabinet that we had, to, you know, my kids, as they've gotten a little bit older, have their own desks in their rooms that they will actually go sit and work at sometimes. So we kind of stock that area and the common area. That's the reasons to buy more stuff.
I had a separate room, and anytime I was gearing up for the new year or whatever, we always have those little Rubbermaid cart drawers, and I always like to purge them out and then put everything, you know, all the new stuff back in, and just even doing that made it feel like we were ready.
You're getting ready.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Rubbermaid storage drawers, there's, you know, a couple of years ago, I didn't know the big hype, honestly, about IKEA until a couple of years ago. And I went to IKEA to look at time to go back to, you know, organizing for homeschool. And I found some of the best stuff there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and great prices. You can't beat their prices. So I bought, all these little, they sold these little individual spice jars. Uh-huh. And I've got those, and they hold paper clips and thumbtacks and all of that stuff, you know, just perfectly. And it's easy to organize because they sit on their sides propped. And, you know, those are great. And then they have, IKEA is home of the amazing, you know, three-tiered metal cart that rolls around and you can put.
Yep.
Oh, those are fun. And it's metal, so you can put magnets on it, or the little containers that will stick and hold little things, or, you know. And then we found the boxes that you build that are in different sizes and they contain things so they look better on your bookshelf. You know, they have the magazine folder files that match the boxes, and you can coordinate it. And so, like, we hide our computer paper and our construction paper and all that stuff in those boxes. And they're just so reasonably priced there.
And when things
a lot
are
of options.
When things are neatly put away like that in those types of containers, it's so much nicer.
And you know where it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're on the hunt for something. It's hard. But so that's part of our organization process of it all. But, you know, let's just talk a little bit about the supplies. Because I think that sometimes we, you know, forget that we still need a lot of these things, even if it's not something we use every day. And again, I'll go back to when you can purchase it and it is on sale like it is, that's huge. So the first thing that we always really go for are like the notebooks, and you can't beat the prices of just the one subject spiral notebooks this time of year. And we will, you know, load up on those because my kids will use them for classes. They'll use them just to do work in and journal in when we're driving. They will just take those with them. And my daughter in particular just uses them for everything. And I don't mind her using them because I paid 20 cents for them. You know, so it's really, those are really good for just anything that you want to do or play
busy
with.
Work.
We also get the composition notebooks. They're a little bit, you know, better as far as like keeping them bound. And we use those for the same kind of thing, journaling or, you know, different projects that we're going to work on during the year. So definitely, I would say stock up on those. What about pens?
I love pens.
That's why I asked you about pens.
I am a professional pen critic.
You are.
I love all sorts of pens. My favorite pens, I love colored pens because I like to color coordinate things like in my planner or here at work at the office. And then I love like the flare pens or the Tri-Plus fine liner pens. There's so many pens I like.
And people are thinking, the what pen?
I know. I just...
We know them by name.
Yeah, I love a good writing utensil. makes work so much more enjoyable.
So we enjoy them, but your kids will too. Yes. Like, you know, I think that you brought up a good point, like with colored ones. You know, kids do a lot of journaling. Kids do scripture writing. Kids do all kinds of different
things.
And I think, I think that for them to be able to, you know, have some of the colored pens and, you know, but again, the colored pens, the ink pens, the gel pens, whatever you're getting at this time of year, guess what?
Cheaper.
They're cheaper.
And you know, that's the beauty of homeschooling. Because you remember when we were kids, we weren't homeschooled. And we were allowed to use one black pen and one pencil. And how much funner is it to write in all these fun colors? And homeschoolers get to do whatever they want.
It's so much more fun. Yes. No list of things you can't bring to the classroom. Yep. It's the same with the pens. We've got markers, highlighters. You know, if you have little ones, washable markers are totally a must have. Sharpies, that's another thing that can get a little bit consuming for me. I want every color that has been made.
Oh, I know.
You know, every Sharpie known to
man. Take the 50 pack.
Yes.
With any six shade of green.
Any limited editions, you know, you got to have the Sharpies. But those are great things, again, to purchase this time of year. And I still will get crayons and colored pencils because we still do projects. Even though my kids are a little bit past crayons, we still do projects sometimes that it's best for, you know. And you can't get them any cheaper any other time of year. So, you know, also around Christmas time, we do some of the boxes for missions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Christmas boxes and things. And I'll pick up some of this stuff then.
Yeah, that's
now,
a great idea.
Just so that I can use it then to give as a gift and, you know, put things together. And when you're purchasing some of these art supplies and things like that, I mean, now is, you know, when they're on sale. And if you do want to gift those and use that kind of stuff for artsy kids or stocking stuffers or just fun gifts, you know, for somebody that loves that kind of stuff like we do. this is the time to get it, you know. And I would just keep those things in mind as you're purchasing. So we talked about art supplies and pencils, erasers. Again, every year I always find I have to find a new stapler just about because mine doesn't usually survive. You know, so if that's something that you use a lot, or glue guns or something that you use a lot for projects, anything that you know that you're going to be using for whatever different curriculum or project-oriented stuff you do, now's the time. What else?
One thing I just had come to mind that I thought of, you know, you may not think about is, you know, homeschoolers, we love to laminate things. And I would say for things like laminating sheets, check Amazon, because here at the office, I bought a huge pack of laminating paper, not paper, the sheets, for crazy low pricing. So for some of those items we might not think about going to Amazon for, Amazon's a great resource for that.
Very true.
Post-it notes. I'll use a ton of post-it notes.
There you go. And those are good for many things. Though, again, we don't always think about it. I'm amazed sometimes at the things that really transition into my homeschool normal that I wouldn't have thought that I normally would use. I would say, too, if you are looking for things like construction paper, we stock up at convention, you know, every year. I could probably back off to every other year at this point because I have a pretty good stock. But Miller Pads and Paper is one of our vendors, and they are fantastic when it comes to choosing construction paper colors. And at convention, you can buy sets of them. Online, you can buy larger, you know, orders. But everything, coloring books, little different kinds of journals, all kinds of things for all different ages. So with the different lined paper for younger kids and college ruled for older kids, you can find so many things with them this time of year that would be really good to stock up on.
Yeah, they're a great resource.
They are. So I was going to talk about planners a little bit. Another thing that we know a lot about. I like planners for myself and I don't tell everybody, but I usually have more than one planner I operate from. But I keep one that's my school planner for my kids, for their lesson plans. And it really keeps everything organized well for me, for just for school. And then my kids both have planners. So, you know, we have used different ones. I've used our Apologia planners, which again are available at our convention. They're one of our vendors that, you know, always have those available there. We also usually have Well Planned Gal is there and available. So there are some great options for planners for kids, for students, young and old, and then for moms. And I think that they're really, really great to use and to have. And so what are some of your favorites? Because I know you're a planner.
I'm a planner snob.
You're a planner snob.
Now, I have used a lot of planners in my day, dating back to the old Franklin Covey planners, which I still have one.
I do too.
Yeah, I love planners. And so I have used, I'm like you, I use more than one planner. I use a planner that's kind of just like my daily planner that I use for my personal life and work together. I don't have a separate work and separate life planner, but I have one for that. And I'm currently just recently received the Mom on the Go planner, and it's got a lot of features I really like. And when I look at a planner, I look at features about the planner that I specifically like, and I know what I like in a planner.
Then
I have another planner that I use for my spiritual or faith-based journey, if you will, and that's more personal and more of a journal. But I love that new planner.
I think the great thing about planners is that it's in front of you, you're writing, you're processing, you're thinking about it. And, you know, I know people who use their calendar on their phone for, you know, scheduling things and events and stuff, but there's something about a planner when you're homeschooling, I think, that it really just helps you to be organized and to keep everything. You know, it's easy for me to go back and look when it's time to put together my portfolio to see everything that we've covered. And I always will say about planning, you can go back and see what you've accomplished. Because at the end of some homeschool weeks or years or months, sometimes you're like, did we get anything done? And when you can go back and look at what you did do and what you've checked off, I think it's easier to say yes. And, you know, I still, the beginning of our homeschool year for me is kind of like the beginning of the year, you know, January kind of for me, or for some people. In that, that's when I refresh everything, my menu, planning, all of my journaling that I might use for different things because I'm getting set up and ready to go. And I think it's a good time to go back to, you know, just looking at refreshing those things. And like we were saying a little bit earlier with the colored pens and different pens that you can use in doing that. It helps me. I color code my kids in my planner. I color code events for my local homeschool group in one color and, you know, FPA in another color. It keeps things very easy for me to look at and see in a month what I need to do and where I'm spending my time. So I think it's great. And it's good for kids to learn how to manage their time and their stuff that way. So we always get all planners.
Yeah, I do. I will use my Google Calendar on my phone for if I'm on the go or in a meeting or was talking to somebody, and I'll put it in there. But then when I get home, or if I don't, whenever I get my planner in my hands, I'll put that same information on a planner. And I think you're absolutely right. I have planners from 2 or 3 years ago. I'll still refer to or look at. It's fun. It's almost like a little personal diary flip through of, you know, like, oh, I didn't remember I did that.
Or, it is, and there's so much fun stuff to use in planners now. Stickers and sticky notes and all kinds of accessories.
Anytime something's more fun or pretty, it's kind of like food, you're more likely to use it, or you enjoy using it, and it helps you, I think, to remember to do things.
Yeah. So I think you can take that to a really good place for helping kids to process those responsibilities in their lives.
Gives them creativity.
It does. And then I think, you know, we look at bags. We like to have our book pack, our backpacks and book bags. I mean, because we are on the go a lot. I know a lot of homeschool families do travel a lot. And, you know, it's kind of like your road school, homeschool go bag.
Yeah.
Right. I like to take things and just have it, you know, there. I will almost duplicate what I have and just say, keep that in your bag.
Yeah.
So that when we go, I don't have to worry about, did you leave that at home? You
right.
know, because we really, we are on the road a lot.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. So I think a lot of families do that though. And if you're going on field trips or nature studies or anything like that, it's good to have a separate, you know, bag that you're carrying your pencils in or you're doing, you know, your notebooking in. Keep that with you so that you're doing that and you're able to always have it available and always have it with you, because there's a lot of things that we run across on the road that are unexpected. So I think it's mm-hmm. it's a good plan. So have we missed anything on the supply list?
I don't think so. I think we have it covered. I think
We could come up with things a lot all day long.
It won't be hard. Go to your local Target and Walmart and get carried away.
Get
Michaels,
carried away. That's
Staples.
Right. That's right. And of course, we've done a couple of these in the past. There was a Connect we did this time last year. It had a great
yeah.
shopping list.
Yeah.
And if you keep your Connects like I do, so you can refer back to them, the shopping list was pretty thorough, and it was a good resource. Other resources. Let's talk about resources for a minute, because there are a lot of resources that I think about when it's time to get ready to go back to school, back to homeschooling. We always use our library cards throughout the year so much. And so, you know, if you're a person that's in a situation where you've moved or in a different community or something like that, and you need to make sure everybody has their library cards. If you have young children, they're just going to get their first library card. Go ahead and get that stuff, you know, taken care of, and scope out some of the programs that the library has available uh-huh. because they do have some great programs and read aloud times and things like that
yeah.
for children. So get connected to your library because they're a great resource. And then also make sure that you're signed up, connected to, paid up for local co-ops or mm-hmm. local homeschool support groups that you need to be a part of. I can't stress enough how important it is to be a part of a local support group as a homeschool mom. It's as important for me as it is for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are new to Florida or if you're new to an area of Florida and you haven't found a way to get connected, definitely contact FPEA. Go to our website where you can find groups, and it's www.fpea.com/groups. And you can find the groups that have connected with us in your area. And that's so important. That's huge. And especially if you're new to homeschooling. Then FPEA. We're a full-time
oh, yeah.
resource. We are here all year long. We have events happening all year long. Some of them are geared towards STEM. Some of them are geared towards special needs. Some of them are college and career oriented. Then we have our convention. So it is a constant. FPEA is a constant resource. So make sure your FPEA membership is up to date and that you have access to all that you need. If you're new to homeschooling, we've got Starting Points, which will help you understand the laws in Florida and what will keep you legal to homeschool. Then there's our Guide to Homeschooling, which you have access to online for free as a member. And that will be very beneficial to you if you're starting out homeschooling or if you're new to the state. Just some ideas about the different approaches to homeschooling, things like that. So getting all that in order is really important too, because your resources that you're going to have access to are very, very helpful throughout the year. Curriculum, if you haven't bought it, now is definitely the time to get that under control and to get that in your household. I will mention just a tad, we're going to have this on our next podcast, but if you are looking to incorporate some Florida curriculum, whether you have a young child that needs to do Florida history, or you're just wanting to get more connected to great things in our state, FPEA has a new Florida curriculum bundle that's going to be coming out monthly, and it's going to have all kinds of things. It's going to include some literature options, suggestions, some history, geography, science. So that'll
exciting.
Be exciting. It'll
yeah.
be exciting. I can't wait. So that's going to be coming. So get connected to all of those resources that you need. And
oh, yeah, that's important.
All of it. So, books.
Oh, yeah.
We can't miss the books. It's time for books. What is Sharon reading right now?
I just started a new book. So when I say just started, I mean I just started it. So, but it is, I thought it was so interesting, the title. It is by John MacArthur, mm-hmm. and it's called 12 Extraordinary Women. And so it's just about women in the Bible and how God used them and how it applies to you. So I'm excited to see what it says.
Not a topic you come across always?
No, cool. Not very frequently.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm still stuck on fiction here a little bit. So I have been reading a series of books by Melanie Dickerson. And it is from a series that she has that is the Hagenheim series. And the first one that I'm into right now is The Healer's Apprentice. Uh-huh. But borrowed the first five in the series. So I'm trying to book my way through those. But it's good. Fiction, historical, adventure, romance. A little bit of everything.
Oh, that sounds
but
fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. So that's it. Well, we are about to wrap it up. So I have one last thing to mention here. If you're joining us today and you're considering homeschooling, or maybe you're already fully engaged in homeschooling, I just want to remind you that FPA is your source for all of your Florida homeschooling needs. You can check out our website at www.fpa.com for exciting opportunities and valuable resources. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, or Instagram for other great tidbits and resources that are sure to help you as you create your own customized homeschooling journey.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed our show and will join us next time for FPEA Connects. You can find us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network at ultimateradioshow.com. For more information about FPEA, visit us at our website, fpea.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Until next time, stay connected.